Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Countdown on the air for another week. This is the overview of the charts for the week of January 30th to February the 3rd. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as he is every week. I'm Doug Steffen, pronouncing February the correct way. This will be maybe the most important thing that happens this month, way above the economy and what's happening in our government, the correct pronunciation of February, Michael. It's a test.
If I remember, it's February.
That's right. That is correct. Not February.
February.
Right.
Right.
Library. Not library.
Library.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to take care. Do people still make that mistake with February?
Yes. A lot of people are very sloppy, especially people from Texas, really sloppy with their language. So you often hear those things. But not just Texas, but it's wherever it's cold this week, the language is bad.
I want to pass along to all of our millions of listeners in Texas that was an inside joke because James Collins, our very, very capable board operator and producer, is in Texas.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And he once in a while leaves the G's off of his gerunds. Thinking and making and stuff. But that's a subject for a different day. We need to get to the business at hand, which is you going through the story list and the people list, and then let's you and I talk about some of those things, like why we don't shoot down the Chinese spice balloon. I think that was that's something that's in the story list, so take it away, Michael.
All right, here we go. At number 10, artificial intelligence has been on the minds of people and on their tongues. And ChatGPT is a program that is making a lot of news. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with a Chinese spy balloon that has been spotted above Montana checking out our stuff. I wonder what they're finding out.
Lots of hills and blue sky.
I wonder what they're finding out from a spy balloon that's so high up that it's, you know, above the air traffic. The Tyree Nichols death remains in the news. It's number 8. Trump and Haley's 24 campaigns. The GOP race has begun. There's actually two people running at this point. Number 7. At number 6, border security and the DACA battle. The DeSantis education policies that are under the spotlight of scrutiny at number 5. At number 4, the Hunter Biden laptop case. That sort of glazes me over. At number 3, government documents investigations. You know, they all have their documents.
Another glaze over.
Yeah, really. That's about as dangerous and imposing as the Chinese spy balloon. At number
the Chinese
2,
spy balloon may be more dangerous than these guys, yeah.
You know, maybe the Chinese are trying to figure out a way to compete with Sirius XM satellite radio by having CCP spy balloon radio and not
well,
have to spend the money
on
a satellite.
They own some stations and they're programming Chinese stuff.
Right.
Stations all around the country. Yeah.
You know, those balloons go right to the edge of space. It's amazing how high you can fly with a balloon. It's remarkable. And this thing is the size of 3 buses, I understand.
Yeah.
And number 2, we have the debt ceiling
shot down.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
If I were the president, it would have been shot down by now.
Hmm. Well, anyway, they say it's dangerous. It can fall on somebody's head.
Oh, come on. In Montana?
Well, it might blow over to another heavily populated area, like
North
maybe
Dakota.
Wyoming.
Right.
You know? Half of it could land in, you know, in North and the other half in South Dakota.
Right.
Debt ceiling, speaking of ceilings and height, the debt ceiling negotiations are at number 2. And at number 1, the economy and the Fed rate hike. and that's number one. The people on our list, number 10, the fabulous George Santos. Number 9 is Tyree Nichols, Nikki Haley at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Ilhan Omar at number 6, number 5, Ron DeSantis, number 4, Hunter Biden, Jerome Powell at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And that's the way the tongues wagged this past week.
So if you were a fly on the wall when Joe Biden got together with Kevin McCarthy, what do you suppose you would have heard or seen or experienced?
Two BS artists blowing hot air at each other. I don't know.
So when it comes to the economy, there are a couple of good stories, good news this week that has not been reported, but I thought that we would have this conversation first here because of the fear-based thinking, the fear-mongering, and the New York Times and most of the other liberal newspapers and on a lot of talk radio programs, the conservatives and liberals alone, I mean alike, are out there trying to scare everybody. They're going to have a recession. Well, if you want the insight of the inside, there are some economists who are highly touted who say now that a recession is unlikely. And this has been certainly something that has been around. A lot of people don't want to spend any money because they think that we're going to have a downturn and that will make the economy sour and it'll cost you more to do things, so you better save your money. But I'm looking at some key retail sectors in this morning's Wall Street Journal, Michael, and even though they're cautious, to be sure, the National Retail Foundation says they expect to see inflation easing. The interest rates are going down in coming months. So there are certainly challenges out there, no question about that. But under the circumstances, all of the doom and gloom, and what does it get you? By the way, when you have all of this stuff, I say this to my friends who are listening to the radio program and people in my life. You know, I know a lot of younger families who are concerned because of the downturn and they don't want to spend money. I'll tell you, the car business is fabulous. The new home business is off about a third, but still pretty good. It wasn't, you know, it's not where it was last year at this time. But to continue to harp on, what do you think the psychology is? And it isn't just about the economy, but the negative thinking all the way around. Why is it so appealing to people to use that in a sort of a thought-controlling way? And you're an observer of certainly the talk radio world. Why do we do this?
Well, I don't know if we do it. I mean, when you say we, you mean
collectively.
Why does humanity do that?
Yeah.
It's politics. It's mostly for political jockeying and to basically get political control. And the economy is a major area of forming political opinions and voting habits. So I think that it's basically because we've politicized the economy, and we try to create scenarios that the other side, you know, is responsible for gloom and doom, and you got to be careful, and that one side has all the answers to restoring prosperity. I if you look back over the conversations we've had, I told you all along over the past year or two that the economy is not in any kind of terrible trouble, and that
certainly not a 2010 trouble.
If you are heavily invested in the stock market or you're heavily invested in a certain industry that's having a bubble, well, then, you know, what goes up must come down. You should know better. Mm-hmm. Right. You should know better than to buy high because you're afraid it's going to go higher. The only things that go higher are really, for the most part, you know, if you get very lucky and you discover Amazon at the very beginning, something of that nature, and you hold on to it for years. But bubble industries, like if for example, if housing is, you know, skyrocketing, you mentioned it's a third down from last year. Well, last year it was 200% higher than it should have been. I mean, so it's still ahead of the game,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
People that didn't panic and buy or sell and just hung on probably are still as far ahead, if not more ahead, of where they were when they bought their homes. It's political, and the journalists, the news, takes a side and plays on it And it really is a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about something to people who don't understand what they're saying.
I use a Business Week and Wall Street Journal every day as part of my 14 or 15 different preparatory exposures, if you will. And so I'm looking at this report today, and I thought it was appropriate because the economy is number one in terms of the story list from Talkers Magazine. And, you know, you look at these things, and, yeah, there are headwinds as they are described here. And it's hard to forecast what will happen 6 months from now. But for the most part, there are three or four people here who are all cited as saying that the bottom, we've bottomed out now. The inflation rate and other things, when you see where they were 2, 3, 4 months ago and where they are now, these guys say they expect that there will be a very, not, they don't call it a strong, but much, the quote is much of a rebound will take place later this year.
But they don't really know.
They're just hedging their bets.
Wouldn't you rather have an optimistic look at it than a negative? I would like an honest look at it. I don't want optimism if it's negative, and I don't want negative if it's good. And my view is nobody knows.
Yeah.
My view is nobody knows, and it all depends on where your money is invested.
Yeah, that's such a fractured point.
What about all the people that didn't want to go back to work and all the jobs that we were talking about a year ago?
What? You know what? I want to talk to you about artificial intelligence and how that's going to affect the job market. That's number 10 this week as we continue. Quick reminder from the folks at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. There are all kinds of specials that are going on. As a matter of fact, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, look at their product catalog. You can find out all kinds of things, not only about their pillows, but about the towels, the things that are the most popular here, actually, interestingly enough. The blankets this time of year with the weather. Can you imagine how many blankets they'll sell this weekend, Michael, with it being, where is it? How much is it? What, 5 below where you are this morning as we do this program?
Side blow?
No, 5 below.
Oh, 5 below. Sorry about that. It sounded very strange.
Giza flannel sheets, all of this good stuff. Anyway, I want to point you in the direction of the MyPillow catalog. Understand that using the DS code will get you up to 66% off. Help yourself to specials at MyPillow.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia? Wow, that's cheap. So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on artificial intelligence. And there was an interesting overview on one of the talk radio stations here in Los Angeles this week that I listened to, examining what artificial intelligence will do to the fast food business and whether or not the people who run McDonald's and outfits like that are eager to have artificial intelligence come in, robots, and the discussion sort of focused on all of the things that you get when you go to a fast food restaurant, when you go into order. Now, a lot of these fast food restaurants have a screen. You can order on the screen. You don't need to talk to anybody. You put your card in after you order whatever it is you're going to order. And then there are, in the processing line now, there are I don't know what you call them, not robots, but they're kind of mechanical arms that take the food from wherever it is being held, like out of a box or a refrigerator or something. They put it on their griddle. They take it off. There's a machine that wraps it. And so, you know, when you get down to it, if they probably do this right, they'll be able to put it down a chute and you'll be able to grab it out of the chute.
They can have it go right into your mouth, you know.
You
put your mouth on the end of the chute and boom.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Like those old cartoons that when you and I were kids where they had all that mechanized stuff. Remember
right.
that? Yeah. It's coming true. Well, you know, it's funny. You were trying to find the word for the arms that operate. And are they robots? It's all robots. Mm-hmm. Robots are going from, you know, automation, assembly line type of stuff, which we've had for years, to actual facsimiles of living things, both physically and mentally, yes. Mm-hmm. But even physically. I mean, we will see such a change in our sociology in the next 10 years because of artificial intelligence. It's going to have as much impact on society as the invention of fire or the discovery of fire, I should
will
say.
Will it have, will, but will we be able to handle it? Will people get angry? You know, the road rage thing that happened here in California this week where a guy says he was cut off by somebody on a bicycle, so he ran him over, and then he went back with a knife to kill him.
to finish killing him because he was angry that there may have been something else going on. But, you know, you think about what disturbs people now, and if the artificial intelligence thing takes over, how many people are going to be out of work? Is everybody going to be on some kind of assistance? And are those of us who are not on assistance going to pay for millions and millions and millions of people who even now there are people who are wildly taking advantage of the situation? They just don't want to work, so I'll take what the government gives me, and that's fine.
Now, you've covered a bunch of different areas overlap.
So I have.
So the answer is yeah. But aside from yeah, the history of the industrial age has been the debate over whether new technology takes away jobs. This has been a battle that's been going on for, you know, a couple of hundred years now. And, it's going to take it into a whole new level. And the simple answer is people have to learn new jobs. Somebody has to make these artificial intelligence devices. Somebody has to design the systems in which they're applied. Somebody in the McDonald's chain has to figure out how to employ these new technological ways of delivering their product to people. So, the upside is people, have new opportunities. The downside is people get left in the dust. This has always been going on.
All right, when we come back, the war in Russia or in Ukraine with the Russians, number 9 this week, how that's changing as we get close to a year involved in that battle. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Eli Manning and the NFC took down older brother Peyton and the AFC in the inaugural Pro Bowl games. The NFC knocked off the AFC 35-33 in the third and final flag football game to prevail at Allegiant Stadium. The NFC players will take home $84,000 apiece for the win, while the AFC players will collect $42,000. Geno Smith totaled 239 yards and 5 touchdowns for the NFC. NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins says it was fun playing with great players.
I think it was just fun to play with so many great players and to understand how many of these guys around the league are just going through the same experiences that we are in Minnesota.
Aaron Rodgers is once again a champion. The Packers star quarterback hoisted the Pebble Beach Pro-Am Trophy with partner Ben Silverman on Sunday. The duo finished the tournament 26 under par. Rodgers and Silverman will have their names immortalized on the wall of champions at Pebble Beach for winning the tournament. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through with the comments. We have the lists of the charts, the things that are being discussed on News Talk radio stations around the country, the research done by the folks at Talkers so that they can chronicle. Is that the word? They can chronicle?
Yeah, we chronicle. We're chronic chroniclers.
Good for you. Welcome to the
there's
chronic.
A tremendous amount of side blow going on, so we're very
well. That is sort of a secondary story that would be just below the top ten, probably. The wind chills are minus 50 degrees as we're doing this program in New England over the weekend. Public schools were closed. It was like a big snow day. And you know, I have a farm. I had to make special arrangements for the cows to keep them from having a problem. Remember, back in 2016, which was the last time it was this cold, there was a big snowstorm just before the cold snap. We had 11 feet of snow on the ground, and then it went. We had piles of 30, 40 feet of snow and drifts and stuff, and then it was for 3 days, 30 below zero, and the cows, you know, their feet were frozen to the food lot, and their
I remember that. Yeah, you had a terrible time with your cows.
Awful. Eight of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting hours here in the Northeast after going around saying what a mild winter it's been.
Well, it'll go back to 50 degrees on Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, that's the other end of the... That's an extremely high temperature for this time of year. So how do we...
Do you think maybe the climate is changing? I don't know if anybody's noticed that. It seems to be. The climate is weird.
There are changes taking place, no question about it. But the argument comes on whether it's man-made, man-created, or whether the Earth is just doing what the Earth does. And I maintain, from my perch looking at this stuff, I studied it in school, and it's a little of both, frankly. So we go to worship the economy, number one, on the story list. To go back to that for a second, we worship at the altar of climate change. There have been huge businesses created around the mania of climate change.
Exactly.
Good for the economy.
It goes back to what we said before. Almost all of these top issues are driven by politics.
Yeah.
And what drives politics? Economics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So then let's, speaking of politics, let's go to number seven. Mr. Trump and Ms. Haley, who's going to run for president. Is this her attempt to be his vice presidential candidate, his running mate, do you think? Is that what this is all about? It'll be interesting to see where Bill Maher comes in. By the way, I don't know if you're watching Bill Maher lately. He has changed. I don't know whether, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm changing. But he's got so much common sense. And speaking to every man, you know, he's crude and he's a comedian and all that other stuff. But, man, he comes across as having so much common sense about how and why things are happening in America. I think that program is worth watching, Frank.
Well, he's aware of the fact that neither the left nor the right have a monopoly on the truth, and that the truth is somewhere, not even in between. The truth is elsewhere. To say it's in between is too simplistic. It's elsewhere. We're not even on the same. We're not even on the right playing field to truly understand our situation, especially as we are hurtling into the future with new technology, new terminology, and new generations of people that are native to the 21st century. He's a smart guy. A lot of what he says is based on common sense, and a lot of it is based on his intelligence in putting together a strategy for his position on the spectrum of different points of view.
Make his points of view valuable and have people watch his program.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Plenty of that. Anyway, so what's your read? What do you think the talk radiologists of the, you know, like that, talk radiologists are saying or thinking about whether Haley becomes a good running mate candidate, a potential, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or all these other people that are out there running around? Trump, maybe he picks a running mate early to separate him from whoever else may be running. But I find it interesting because I've always thought she was okay. What about you?
Well, first of all, I don't think any of them are okay. I think they're all two-faced, and I think they flip-flop, and I think that it's quite obvious, that they change their alliances, and they change their alliances like they change their hats or their shoes. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I don't care for any of them. I think that she has a little bit more credibility with the mainstream than does somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene or the other one that's trying to suck up to Donald Trump. That gal from Arizona,
Carrie Lake.
Hangs around Mar-a-Lago and is devoting her life to making Donald Trump the next president, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think Haley is looking to be the vice president. I think she's looking to be the president, and I think that the jury is still out on who his running mate will be if, in fact, he gets the nomination, which is at this point not a fait accompli.
No, not at all. I think there's a lot of good candidates, and a lot of people are sick of them, frankly, as they are sick of, well, we still have Hunter Biden in this baloney at number four this week. I mean, what in the world? All in the government document thing, like those are the most important things going on. Hunter Biden.
I mean, why don't we just all say, hey, look, Biden is a kind of a shady character, and so is Trump.
Right.
And that's it. They're both. Who was it? I think it was either Stalin or one of those guys said, "Show me the man, I'll show you the crime." You want to find that dirt on people? You can, and especially these guys. I mean, Joe Biden was never meant to be president. He was meant to be a presidential wannabe. It was just circumstances that thrust him into the White House. I mean, it's Joe Biden. Think back to the last 30 years. Who, you know, Joe Biden was not somebody that people spoke about. Oh, Joe Biden.
He's not an inspiration, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? When did we suddenly think that Joe Biden is the paragon of virtue? Of course you're going to find garbage on him. And Trump? I mean, he's the master of deceit and sleaze. So they all are that way. So this, all of these laptop cases and dossiers and documents, and it has nothing to do with what matters. It's a show.
You know what matters? The amount of ultra-processed foods that we're eating and what the damage is being done to your brain by eating all of this stuff. That is something that is the most, isn't your health and well-being the most important thing in your life?
I can't tell whether you're going into a commercial or whether...
No, I'm not going. I'm not.
I'm going, okay, I could go out and...
No, you can. No, I'm saying this because, you know, I do the farm program, and every day on the Good Day program, we have a farm food and family segment. And one of the things that I think is most concerning, it's not that I came across it this week for the first time, but the fact that now mainstream media is finally reporting on something that is an issue that is dangerous, and yet we don't talk about it because it's not, you know, it's not, we can't, what can you do other than tell people, if you eat that stuff, you're going to ruin your brain? Okay, that's pretty much it, but isn't it worth some attention? Yeah, what about the foods? What are the foods you're talking about?
Yeah. I personally think you should devote your entire career to that subject. I think that it's... I'm not saying that as a joke. What I'm saying is I agree with you. I think that the food that we eat and the way that we live and the health-related aspects of it is really far more important than what the hell is in Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's no comparison. And yet we are more fascinated by Hunter Biden's laptop than what's in that can of crap that you're eating and causing.
Right.
I mean, processed meats that generations of men have grown up eating is linked to prostate cancer.
Yep.
There's so much evidence that we're killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's cultural. We have to change our culture and demand, but we're not smart enough to. Collectively.
Well, the dumbing down of America is taking place.
Yeah, and now we're going to be replaced back to the subject we talked about before, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, artificial intelligence has caused my song, Idiots.
Right.
Idiotsvideo.com, folks. Idiotsvideo.com. Check that out. It's resurging because of the fact that the idiocy of a large segment of the American public is as dangerous as the Chinese spy balloon.
I promised we'd talk about number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war.
Yes.
Just from the text, the fact that 200,000 Russian troops have been killed in this past year. Only 20,000 Ukrainians have died. The information that's coming out of there to the West is limited at best in terms of the Russian, in terms of how the Ukrainians, there still is this prejudice. The Russians are a big company, a country. They want to prejudice everything. And so Putin has gone back to talking about, because this weekend is the 80th anniversary of the Soviets beating the hell out of the Germans in World War II. And he's equating that, the Russians going into Ukraine, he's equating that event 80 years ago to this event and saying that because the Russians are big, strong guys, they're going to be victorious in Ukraine. That's kind of like some of the rhetoric you were talking about before. It's just huffery and puffery. He's just another politician. He's not winning the war any more than you are.
Right.
He's very
dangerous. He's very dangerous. Right. But, you know, all I'll say about that war is the war is very dangerous. This is this is a very dangerous situation, and it's not there for our entertainment or for new movies to be made in the next 10 years.
No.
Is
it more dangerous than Taiwan? Look at what, this week there was a proposal to spend $82 million to beef up the bases, the four Air Force bases and Navy bases in the islands that sort of ring around the South China Sea. What are we going to do with that? We're going to keep the Chinese from taking over Taiwan. That's where we're spending $82 million. The military-industrial complex at it again.
Look, I say this with great hesitation because I don't want to come across as supporting Russia or China. I'm not. I don't care for their policies, and I feel sorry for Ukraine, and I feel sorry for Taiwan. But the fact of the matter is Ukraine is located on Russia's border, and Taiwan is located right next to China. And and I understand the Chinese, and I understand the Russian perspective on that. We have to settle this with diplomacy and not, stoke the fires of fear Russia or China.
I want to talk about an article that's in Talkers Magazine in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece's Jeep.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Okay, Michael Harrison is quoted in Forbes magazine this week when it comes to this issue of AM radios and electric vehicles. And most of the talk radio programs that are popular on AM radio stations. So what's going to happen?
I don't think anything's going to happen. First of all, electric vehicles only constitute 6% of the vehicles out there. And I think that AM and FM have to start realizing that there's no such thing as a radio appliance, that they have to promote their brand as radio. And everything is just going to be voice-controlled computers. The driver's just going to say, you know, get me the soundtrack of CNN or whatever it is that they want. Mm-hmm. And whether it's AM or FM really doesn't matter. People know how to bypass those things and use their Bluetooths and their smartphones and create their own music playlists. And the consumers are so ahead of this argument that it'd be wise for people in our industry to catch up and worry about the right things. And that is to make radio indispensable, promoted as
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Pastor Chuck Curry to visit with us on Movie Moments. And as usual, when we get started in this conversation, there is an important theme from a television show or a movie. So, Chuck, I vaguely recognize that music, but I don't really remember what it's from. So
that was the theme to the long-running NBC medical hit ER, which ran from 1994 to 2009.
Look at all the people who got started on that show, too. All the stars, right?
I'm going to talk about that. Maura Tierney, who played Abby Lockhart on the show, turns 58 years old today. That's why I played that music. You know, after Clooney left and Anthony Edwards left, she entered the show a few years before that, but they made her, in a lot of ways, a focal character on that show for a long time, and I thought she delivered and did a really good job on that program. I got to tell you, as much as I like Clooney, I loved Anthony Edwards. I always thought ER was Anthony Edwards' show, was Dr. Green. But one of my all-time favorite characters on TV was Noah Wyle's Dr. Carter. His arc from the beginning to the end, he was on that show, not all the time, but he was in the very first episode, and he was in the last episode, and I thought he also did a great job. I loved the...
Didn't seem to be...
It was really good.
All right, did we hear all of that, James, or was that... Flippity-doo-dah. All right. So let's talk about what's coming out this weekend, Chucker.
Sure.
What do you expect? Avatar probably number one again, but
no, I think it's going to be finally knocked over its perch. M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin. It's getting some good reviews, some mixed reviews, but it's tracking well, $17 million opening weekend. They shot that movie for $20 million. Yeah, they spent money on marketing, but you could spend money on marketing when you can keep the production costs down. So I think this film's going to have a good opening weekend. Also, 80 for Brady, which on surface seems ridiculous, but Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin tracking around a $10 million opening weekend. They actually sneaked this movie in theaters, in multiple theaters last weekend, and it had some sellout shows, so there is interest in this movie because it's a really good cast.
Now, there's a new Ant-Man and the Wasp movie that's
February 17th.
Being teased. Yeah, what's going on with what do you expect?
Well, it's
going to
gonna be
that?
Big. That one's tracking at around $120 million opening weekend. It's a Marvel Phase 5 movie. They'll always throw in some surprises. You know, these superhero Marvel movies do open big. I love Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. I got to tell you, I do. I'm a big fan of
him. Does he have a big payday here? What do they pay?
No doubt.
He's not as big a star as some of these others who play these characters, but
in his own Ant-Man movie.
Yeah,
I say at least $15 million in his pocket.
Yeah. Right. All right. Good for him. Ryan Reynolds.
You are making.
Yes, it is. Right.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds is making news this week, not for a movie, but because he's selling lingerie.
Really?
Did you get in on that? You didn't.
Did I get into the? No, I did not.
No.
Okay.
He's quoted.
If I did, I was asleep and I just woke up again.
The ad campaign compares the Harper Wild bra to Ryan Reynolds holding the lady's breasts.
Really?
And apparently
everybody's got to make a buck. Here's another story I just heard. Sylvester Stallone is going to do a reality show that will focus in on him and his family for Paramount Plus. Now, why would he do this? I guess to build his brand, but I don't know. At this stage in his life, does he really need to do that?
I know somebody who knows him well.
Yeah.
And they said that he's ever been as active as he's ever been. He loves doing this new TV show. He loves doing the TV show, although he says it's a lot more work than...
Listen, he's had a great and amazing career. Iconic, actually.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yep, right. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. We'll look forward to your report. Box office totals on Monday here on Good Day, where it's 58 past the hour.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Call 800-PROGRESSIVE. Go to progressive.com and get your insurance needs taken care of no matter what they are. Find your answer at progressive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.